With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Top sustained winds at 120 miles per hour. Hurricane Milton is now a Category 3 storm. Headed toward Florida's west coast, Milton could make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida and into the Atlantic. A state emergency declaration covers 51 Florida counties. This less than 2 weeks after catastrophic Hurricane Helene swamped the Gulf Coast. Israel commemorating the first anniversary of the horrific Hamas terror attack. A solemn ceremony at a settlement not far from the Nova Music Festival site, where so many civilians were brutalized, some abducted, many others killed.
I was at Kibbutz Be'eri, one of the hardest hit kibbutzim in southern Israel. Members marched silently carrying photos of some of the hostages that are from Kibbutz Be'eri that are still being held in Gaza. Nearly a year later, one of the daughters of a hostage named Ohad Ben-Ami said she couldn't believe that this morning she was waking up and marking a year, and her father was marking a full year in captivity.
Correspondent Melanie Lidman, Hamas has fired more rockets into Israel on this somber day for the Jewish state.
Hamas also said it attacked Israeli forces in different parts of Gaza on Monday. The Israeli military says three rockets were intercepted and a fourth fell in an open area. There were no reports of casualties or damage. The military adds it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into Monday to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. It said it targeted Hamas launch posts and underground military infrastructure. The fighting on the anniversary underscores the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive that's killed around 42,000 Palestinians, according to local medical officials. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Dow futures down 159 points. SRN News. One European country is worried about population decline.
All across the continent, birth rates are dropping thanks in part to the promotion of abortion and a lifestyle that emphasizes career over children. In Greece, the birth rate has fallen to 1.3, well below the replacement rate, with twice as many people dying in the country as are being born. Now the government is vowing to spend 20 billion euros to try and reverse the trend. It's not just a European problem. Government leaders in Japan and South Korea are alarmed at the low number of women having children and have begun offering economic incentives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Parents are the key to passing faith on from one generation to the next. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds 82% of Protestant parents have teens who also identify as Protestant, while 81% of Catholic parents have Catholic teens. Among those who describe themselves as atheist, agnostic, or followers of no faith in particular, 86% of the teens identify the same way. Belt tightening at Dutch airline KLM, although we don't know if it will involve any job cuts.
The measures aim to boost the carrier's finances as it continues to recover from the COVID pandemic that grounded planes worldwide. KLM CEO says along with many other airlines, KLM, quote, is suffering from high costs and shortages of staff and equipment. The carrier says the package of measures is intended to improve its operating result by $497 million in the short term.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Democratic Congressman Andy Kim and Republican Curtis Bashaw met in their first debate for New Jersey's U.S. Senate seat. The spot is open this year after Bob Menendez's conviction on bribery charges and his resignation. Kim is a three-term representative. Bashaw is a hotel developer from southern New Jersey and a first-time candidate. More details at srnnews.com.